Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
and our favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be.
Greetings, and welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today, as we bring to you another wonderful broadcast from Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We have today, as we are celebrating the month of Ramadan, we will be bringing you a broadcast today, forgive me, I'm having a little trouble here with my throat again, kind of dry. I'm fasting, and you know how it gets when you're fasting. It's a little dry today, so bear with me in my speech. But we are going to bring to you a special broadcast on Ramadan, the month of purification, elevation, with Imam Shahid Shabazz. Ramadan is the month in which was sent down from Allah, a mercy and guide for humankind. Just like water purifies the dry earth and brings forth life, the Quran, the same way, will purify our life if we are constantly following the guidance of Allah. And the Quran can also bring life out of spiritual death back into spiritual life. Quran is said to be sent from Allah on the night of power. This night was at a time when the world was in total spiritual darkness, like the world is today. The guidance of Allah in the Quran gives spiritual birth to a spiritually dead world of people. The human race was about to end. The Quran gave the world back human life in spiritual love. Without Allah's love, nothing can live. So the Quran is life for every created thing. One of the titles of the Quran is the clear evidence, when there is no doubt. The Lord, Allah, the Lord of the world. So the world today has in part destroyed itself because it turned back and turned away from its creator. Our only protector is Allah. Most people seek pleasure in material things, and most people have forgotten that the material things in this material world are useless and will not last. Allah also says that during this blessed month of Ramadan, the Holy Quran, down to the people, as a cure for the diseases in their hearts. This is the month of healing the mind, body, and soul. Allah only accepts our good. He doesn't accept our bad. Allah says, strive us in a race towards all that is good. This will bring us closer to Allah. And brothers and sisters, live this Ramadan as though it is your last, because it may be that Allah will send the angels of death for your soul this Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum. Again, my beautiful audience. We greet you, and you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I am trying to get him on, but I seem to have, it's always something at stake. So I pray that we can get him on here. Seems like he's Aishra Malaika. Yeah, he's not coming into the studio. I hope he's hearing me. I'm hitting this little button to try to bring him on. I arrive. This phone, very good sometimes other times to want to show off on me and back up. So if you're patient, let's pray that this button will, we can hit it and it will come on like it to and bring on Imam Shahid Shabazz again. I don't know what's happening here. Now things have gone off altogether with me. Yes, this phone here for a minute here didn't want to bring you on, it seemed like, but I do hear you clearly now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, brother. Yes, we have you coming on the air now. I've given the summary to the people. I don't know whether you can hear it or not.
I heard every bit of it. I heard every bit of it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it seems like everything is working for us now. And it's now time for Imam Shahid Shabazz to give you that beautiful discussion on Ramadan.
First of all, I would like to greet the listening audience and the greetings of peace, the peace, the salam, the peace of Allah. And that is in the Arabic language of Quran. It means peace be unto you. So, assalamu alaikum. And I would like to also all of the billions of people are fasting this glorious month of Ramadan. I would like to say Ramadan Mubarak. Bless Ramadan to all of you. And with that said, we want to, of course, start with the opening prayer of the greatest book that ever been sent down in mercy by our Creator to save the world from total human annihilation and bring back into the human being his goodness that he created in the human being in the very beginning. In the very beginning, excuse me, when he created a man and woman. Allah says, we're said in Arabic the best we can. We're not trying to impress nobody because Islam is not Arabic. Islam is sincerity. So we will say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين امت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين and we just said with Allah's name the merciful benefactor the merciful redeemer all praise is due to Allah the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds most gracious most merciful master ruler of the day of judgment thee do we A worship in thine aid alone do we see. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. So with that said, I'm going to immediately start reading from the Holy Quran to start off this particular talk show today, this Sunday, about fasting. This is Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, and in the Quran. And it is ayat of verse 183. Allah Almighty say, O ye who believe, fasting is prescribed to you, as it was prescribed to those before you, that ye may learn self-restraint. Fasting for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, The prescribed number should be made up by days later, excuse me. For those who can do it with worship is a ransom, the feeding of one that is indigent. But he or she that will give more of their own free will, it is better for them, and it is better for you that ye fast if you only knew. Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Quran as a guide to humankind, also clear signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So every one of you who is present at their home during that month should spend that month in fasting. But if anyone is ill or on a journey, the prescribed period should be made up from days later. Allah intends every facility for you. Allah does not want to put you to difficulties. Allah wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify Him in that He has guided you, and perchance ye shall be grateful. Amen. So, starting off this way, people, we just want to say that Ramadan is the month. Ramadan also is said to be better. Allah say this in the Quran, better than 1,000 months of our time. Better than 1,000 months. And here again, I want to connect that 1,000 because it's very important. The oldest man that ever lived was 950 years old. So, in the sight of Allah, he didn't even live a day. And we around here talking about people old because they're 70 and they're 60 and they're 90 and they're 110 and all that. They ain't around here they're around here for a fleeting moment. In other words, what Allah is really trying to get to those who think, He's trying to let you know that in His world there is no time. He just gave us time because He put us in a world temporarily to test our faith. And in this world that's temporary, there is time. Time itself is temporary. Time runs out every day. And I guarantee you when time goes, it don't come back. It runs out. You've heard the term probably all of you, time run out. Yeah, it runs out, and guess what? As time run out, you and I going to run out too, and everything you got going to run out. Allah said all that's with us going to pass away. But all that's with Him in His world, unseen, eternal, gonna last forever. So, you know, it's your choice whether you want, but Allah says this here too. Now, Allah say if you want to, He give you freedom, a little limited, every human being, a little limited freedom of will to choose. I just read between right and wrong, and He revealed in the Quran what's right and what's wrong. And Allah said in the Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? So no Muslim leader, no Christian leader, no religious or political leader, nobody's word take precedence over Allah. If you hear somebody talking, teaching you, and if you are a student of the Quran like I am, and that word, what they're saying, don't match up with what Allah's saying in the Quran, you reject it because it's not from Allah. Allah didn't purify either the whole Arabic language for Arabs. So don't think that the Arabic language itself in general is pure because it's not. You can curse somebody out in Arabic and do all kinds of things with the languages. Language really, when you really understand people, don't just really mean words. Language that just don't mean words. Allah purified this this language. Why? Because he wasn't going to reveal no more revelation to mankind. He was through. This is the last and final revelation to all people. So He made sure that no man won't going to be able to tamper with it and make it corrupt like they did the scriptures in the past with the other prophets and messengers. So He purified it. How did He purify the Quran? He purified the Quran from all evil and corruption because evil, first of all, I want you to know, evil and corruption, evil fear Allah. I want to mention that. In the Quran, the one we personify as evil Satan, he says in the Quran, "Lo, I fear Allah." So this is evil telling you it fear Allah. And one of the things, too, along with this, I want to put in here, I try to take good to good from everywhere I can get it, inshallah, even as far as China. It's said by different people, but it's true. It says to be absent in your body is to be in the presence of Allah. You know what that means? That means in order to be in the presence of Allah, you got to be absent in your body. You know, like when we went to school and we skipped school, we was absent, and we had to pay for that. Well, it ain't no comparison, but a lot of people think, most Muslims, they worship Allah as if though Allah don't see what they're doing. He don't know about this here. I'm getting away with this. You're not getting away with anything. And I got a movie, and the man, it was a Buddhist monk, he asked the man, he said, you know, you got to give up everything for God. He said, but this is the last thing, he said, but the last thing you got to give up, he said, I got to tell you, and he said, I already know a master, and he said, that's my name. He said, I've already forgotten my name. That's powerful. You know why that's powerful? Because what the man was saying is that in order for you to have complete spiritual development and be connected with your Creator forever, you got to realize He is the only reality. Your name is just an illusion. That's all. Everything else is just an illusion. That's all. The only reality is Allah. Everything that's created finds its reality in the Creator, who is the only reality. We say that as Muslims a lot, but look at your conduct. Do you worship Allah as if though He see you and you looking at Him, seeing you worship Him like this, but you know you don't see Him, but you know clearly He see you. And do you worship Allah like you know He knows the unseen secrets in your heart too? See, these are things in Quran, basic and fundamental. But you cannot establish faith until you establish the good morality that the Quran is the foundation of the world. The Quran is the foundation of the world of good morality. And Allah say His throne was over the waters. And water represents purification. So Allah is saying that His throne is over purification of the heavens and the earth. He purified the heavens and He purified the earth. So the corruption don't come from Allah. All good come from Allah. The corruption come from anything that disconnects from Allah or forget Allah. Okay, we want to go on. We ain't going to stay there too long. Bear with us patiently and we'll let some winners come on, inshallah. I just wanted to read this because a lot of Muslims, they often talking about, you know, the way we pray, we turn to the east of Mecca, and they always talking about salat, salat, salat. I got to go make my salat, and they'll be in the car, whatever. And salat is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I pray all the time. Prayer is not on the outside, it's on the inside. But this right here is what I want you to understand. Muslim first, is, in particular, and for all people in general. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Ayat 177, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards east or west, but it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day and the angels and the book and the messengers, to spend out of your substance, out of love for Allah, for your kin, for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask, and for the ransom of slaves. To be steadfast in salat prayer and practice regular zakat, charity, to fulfill the contracts which you have made with Allah, and to be firm and patient, trusting Allah in pain or suffering and adversity and throughout all periods of panic. Such are the people of truth, the Allah-fearing. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, let's get on to that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Shahid Shabbat, you are listening today. The radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And he's coming on strong, bringing you today a special discussion on the month of Ramadan, the month that the Muslims are now celebrating. And this is the month that we fast for the purification of our souls and the and spiritual elevation. So we want to let you join, allow you to join us and have a better understanding of what fasting for Muslims is really all about. And we thank you for joining us today. We do have some guests today here today. Now, the first number that I see is 919-479-2092. Could you tell us your name, give us your name, and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Larry calling out of Durham, North Carolina.
Alaikum assalam, Brother Larry. So glad that you could have joined us today.
Yes, I'm glad to be on. But I won't have much to say. I'm fasting and I'm very humble today. And I am certainly all ears and listening to the teachings of from the brother Shahid, passing on information about Ramadan and the reading of the Quran. So I humble myself in respect and seek the spiritual advancement and the physical and mental state. And I'm certainly humbled by listening to the teaching from the Imam Brother Shabazz. And
thank
so
you, sir.
I listened in a little longer from some of the other members, and I give the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Thank you. Thank you, beautiful Brother Larry, who missed the show. And as he said, he's fasting, as we are. Most Muslims are fasting. There are some who cannot physically fast. And when they can't, they are always fasting spiritually, inshallah. And now we have another beautiful brother here, I believe, just another number I should have here. So I guess the other, it's a 336 number here, 336-409-0792. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Abdul Kareem. I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak, Sheikh. Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept from you and accept from all of us, inshallah. I mean.
Yes, sir. I mean.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Thank you for the message. I'm just listening in, of course. Alhamdulillah. And this fact, you know, that the believers do during the month of Ramadan, that, you know, that has our voices a little bit crackling and has us, you know, moving a little bit slower in some cases.
That's okay.
But, right, it's alhamdulillah. And Allah says the fast is for Him. And we do so much because, you know, of our religion, because of our faith, in Allah, and because of our following His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we do so much, and it's all for us. You know, it's all because, you know, we want the reward of Allah, so we pray five times a day, and, you know, we pay our zakat, and you know, we try to be charitable and be nice and do all these things that we understand that pleases Allah. But the fast, Allah says that is for Him. And I just wanted to know if you had any additional information that you could add to how the fast is particularly for Allah, and Allah gives the reward for the fast, and it's not the, you know, the reward of the people that we seek when we fast.
Yes, sir. That is wonderful. And that's why I love to have guests on like you. That's why I invited you on, because I can't teach unless I got others to communicate with who have knowledge like me. That's beautiful. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse myself this morning, this afternoon. But bear with me, please, if we're patiently. What I would say to Absolutely. You, brother Imam Kareem, and all the listeners is this. We know Allah is free of all needs. He's worthy of all praise. He don't need anything. But Allah say fasting specifically is for him, because Allah gave the human being needs. We have a need to eat. We have a need to drink water. We can't live without water, without food. And he gave us sex so we could procreate and extend our life on this earth. So we have to do those things naturally. Allah got, that's called divine moral law. Those are the laws of Allah. So Allah didn't create us to fast, because one of the reasons is that if Allah put on us, somebody says, if he say fast and then you never stop fasting, you know, you'll die. You got to eat. You're a human being. So, you know, the point that I'm trying to get across is this, is that I love what you said. Allah said, I set this aside, fasting. Everything else I got you doing, praying and making hajj, everything, umrah, everything. He said that's for your own spiritual growth and benefit. And that's for your own spiritual elevation to me, to come back to me. But he said, fasting, I'm going to take out and separate, and I'm going to give this month for me. This is for you, doing this for me. And also, I want to add along with this, he said this month is the only month that he have the Shaitan, the evil one, in prison. He cannot bother us while we fasting for, because we're doing this for Allah. See the power of Allah? He won't even, he locked Satan up. Before Ramadan, Satan has got most all the people in prison. Muslim too. But during Ramadan, Allah puts him in prison so that you can worship him, so that you can worship Allah and not be disturbed by, you know, the evil one. Because that rascal ain't going to let up on you, and he got a lot of tricks in his bag. So Ramadan is for Allah, and Allah said it is he that give reward, like you say, for fasting. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that during this month, because of the significance of this month, he said we should try to do not only fard, our obligatory things that Allah requires of us, but we should try to do all the supererogatory things, prayers, extra charity. Just go unconsciously doing good, consciously, but do all the good you can do. If that's why we have the prayers after Isha, Taweeh, we have them prayers. And some brothers and sisters, they pray all night and stay up all night to Fajr, to sunrise, but they know the benefit. This is for Allah. I love what you said, because I don't know. I can't remember everything. Fasting is for Allah, people. That is beautiful. And Allah said it is he that give reward for fasting. So I'm trying to. I was out yesterday, man, doing all the dawah I could at the Fleet Market, in the stores. And this is the best month to do dawah, people. I want to encourage you, Muslim, get out and do dawah. You see, and when I was out yesterday in the Fleet Market, white people, different people was telling me of different races. A white man told me, he said, I could tell you were a spiritual man before you even got over here. I hadn't said a word. So Prophet Muhammad was the same way. He was the best human model of moral conduct for all human beings. And what's going to change this world, like Allah blessed him to change the world 1,400 years ago, from becoming extinct, is establishing in our life as believers a good moral foundation with Allah. Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. So how can you be righteous? And I just read what Allah say righteousness is. You got a lot of work to do to be righteous. You ain't just righteous because you go to the masjid and make five salats. You ain't righteous just because you're a hafiz of the Quran. You can read the Quran in Arabic from the beginning to the end. No. Those are rituals. Allah, somebody said the other day, Allah going to tell a lot of people that done fast, done all the obligation, done good deeds as great as the mountains. They fast, they fulfill all the Islamic obligation. But nevertheless, he said on the day of judgment, Allah going to order them to be thrown into the hellfire. And the question was asked, why? They fulfill all their obligations. And it is said because they did all of those good things, not for the feast of Allah, pleasure of Allah, but for self-glory. So be careful about self. I myself have personally took out of my vocabulary, I. There is no I. It's just the will of Allah in me. My life is the Quran. I don't have no life outside of Allah's word. I don't have a life. There is no me. So I hope that I somewhat cleared up that and gave a little extension on that right there, because the fasting, you said it, it is for Allah. It's not for everything else we do, he says, for our own benefit. But he, not that the fasting benefits Allah, I'm getting ready to get off, but Allah say that he set this aside, and you fast during this month, fasting this for him, and he's the one, not just doing Ramadan, but give reward for fasting. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thanks a lot, man. Remember, you are listening to on the round of the program we're teaching today. Bring a special discussion we have today on the month of it's Ramadan, the month of purification and spiritual elevation. And we all know we need that. We really need that world the way it is today. It's really crying out for purification and spiritual elevation, especially spiritual elevation. And so it is right on time, and especially for this month, seems to be a lot of things have been happening this month. At one time here, every day, there's an incident of some type that is horrific and unusual to the extreme that it is that's going on. We just had another shooting in a school in Texas. I think it was about 8 or 10 people who got killed this time yesterday. And Friday, I believe it was. But it's so horrible, the things that we have going on. And the way the killings are going, especially with African Americans. They're not just policemen, they're not just shooting and killing and beating up men now. They have even a little boy that was about 10 or 11, smaller brother. The way they were slamming and beating him like an adult was horrible to witness that. And then on top of that, there was another lady. Looked like she could have been in her 70s. And they were police kennel started choking her around her neck. So it's a lot of things going on. We have not been this. And this time we're in before anyway. And these things are horrendous. Like we are back in the time of the slave days as far as African Americans are concerned with age and slavery and the treatment that they're doing to our people. Not only that, we had the eruption of this volcano here in Hawaii, threatening the whole world. And this is almost at its peak of corruption right now, of eruption. So I'm saying I'll just show you that we're living in the times that the people call the last days now. And as Imam Shaheed Shabazz said, nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. The angels might come this Ramadan and take our souls, and we won't see another Ramadan. So we should take this fasting and Ramadan very serious. We strive to purify ourselves and elevate ourselves from the pleasure of Allah so that we will be received with the best of deeds and purification when we return to Him. Now, I don't want to hold you any longer because we do have more guests on. The next number is 336-762-2858. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
My name is Idris Abdul Sabor. I'm calling from High Point, North Carolina. The topic is a beautiful topic. Ramadan Kareem, first of all, to all the listeners.
And Ramadan Mubarak to you, brother.
The topic is a beautiful topic. The sister made some very strong, poignant points about the current events of the world today. You know, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one of the things about fasting is that, you know, it's a protection or a shield, a screen from the hellfire. You know, Allah says in the Quran, "O you who believe, fear Allah, so should be feared, and that not except in the state of Islam." That means a believer can die outside of the state of Islam. You know, so Ramadan, because we all fall short from time to time, but I liken Ramadan to a rein that's put on a horse, a wild horse. It's the taming.
That's
and
right.
The rein allows him to control the horse, to make the horse go right or left or slow down or stop, you know. And Ramadan for us, for the human, it causes us to slow down, causes us to turn in another direction, causes us to put all our strength and all our focus on Allah, knowing that, you know, these first 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, is we should ask Allah as much as possible for forgiveness. You know, so we all fall short. And so this is the month where Allah reins us in to remember him so that he can grant us Jannah, so that he can shield us from Jahannam. And I thank you, brothers and sisters, for allowing me to say something. Ramadan Mubarak. Salaam alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak to you. We thank you for those beautiful and eloquent words of wisdom from the all-knowing and all-wise Allah. Those were beautiful reminders of Ramadan and something that we all the other guests hadn't said, and it's just so beautiful. And I'm enjoying the program myself. That was very beautiful, Brother Idris. And, you know, because one of the things, too, I want to say at this time is that in the Quran, too, Allah say, fear him, Allah, that ye may prosper. He say, do good. And he say, do good for us as believers. He say, encourage each other in good and righteousness and fear him that we may prosper. And then he says also, around the same surah, ayat, probably the same surah, ayat, I think it is, he said, fear the fire. So, you know, this is no game, and this is no joke. I mean, Islam is the only way out of this, what Allah call fire of temptation. Allah called this world we're in a fire of temptation. Now think about it now. The fire is all over the earth. Satan is all over, evil is all over the earth. And evil is a evil. What do evil do? Evil leads you to what? The fire. So we're in a world of evil. And Allah called it a fire of temptation because he know if you accept this evil over his goodness, you will enter the fire now. You don't wait and die and go. You're in the hell fire now. The majority of the people on this planet now, they're already in hell, brother. And only a few are in Jannah. And I say that because Jannah and hell is state of conditions of your heart and soul and your thinking. You can, if you think in righteous, then you're in heaven with Allah. And you're trying to live a righteous life, you're in heaven with Allah. But if you think in negative and evil, then you're in hell with the Satan and the jinn with the Satan, the unseen evil spirits. So, you know, we have to be very careful this month. And I'm going to read this to you because I don't want to talk too much. Can I read just a little bit from the Quran, just a little? Do I have time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. All I wanted to say to what Brother Idris said is this. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 152, and this is why these problems are happening in the world. We come into Allah say he's getting ready to bring evil to an end. Allah said, then do you remember me? I will remember you. And he said, be grateful to me and reject my faith. And Allah goes on, and he said, O ye who believe, seek help, my help, with patience, perseverance, and prayer. He said, for Allah is with those who patiently persevere. And Allah say, and say not of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. He said, no, they are living, though ye perceive it not. Allah say, be sure. He will test us with something of fear and hunger, some loss in our goods, some loss in lives, some loss in the fruits of our toil, struggling. But give glad news, Allah say, to those who patiently persevere, who say when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. He said, they are the ones, he said, they are those on whom descend mercy from their Lord, and they are the ones that receive Allah's guidance. Ameen.
Hello.
Thank you, Ma'am Chahi Chabaz. You're listening to the reality of the creation discussion, and we are here bringing it to you at 12 noon. We come on now. So please remind those who are interested that to call in at 12 o'clock p.m. every Sunday. That will be our time for a while that we will be coming on. And as I do see more people are on who are in the studio and willing, I believe, to discuss, and we have to let you know that, we want to let you know that you don't have to say anything, but we allow you to speak and say something when we see your number on in the studio. And the numbers that are coming up in the studio, I do give you a chance to express yourself and join the discussion, and we're so glad to have you. This number is 310-654-6259. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak. This is Sheikh Waldron calling from California, Inglewood, California.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One thing I would like to say, the last time I was on, I had the opportunity, one of my aunts, to listen to the show, and then she brought to my attention a very, very important point to me, and I'd like to apologize ahead of time. I did not show my appreciation to the sister for the work she's doing on the show. And I would like to say to her, may Allah reward you in this life and the next for the work that you're putting in, sister. And we are greatly appreciated. That being said, I would like to apologize for coming in late, but I'm getting the gist of what you guys are talking about. And it's a beautiful topic. Taqwa. One thing the brother said, taqwa, which comes from the root word waqia, which means, like you said, shield, right? A surety, right? And Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear him. But we have to understand it's not a fear like what we have if we're walking down a dark alley. No, it's not that type of fear. It's a respectful fear of your Lord. A respectful fear of your Lord, that knowing that he is your creator, right? So we have to understand the difference, because a fear, you're scared, that's a different Arabic word. That's the beauty of the Arabic language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quranic Arabic language. Allah
that's
subhanahu
right.
wa ta'ala promised us that that would not be changed. They can't distort that. Right. And talking about what the sister has spoken about, what was going on in these times. This has been prophesied by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been prophesied. He said, people will be killing people and they don't even know why they're doing it. They will be killing people and they don't even know why.
Yes, right?
And also there's a hadith, and Imam Abdul Karim has to forgive me. I'm getting older. I can't remember. He always gets on me. I have to tell you the exact where I got the hadith from, but inshallah, I'll get back with you on that. But just to paraphrase the hadith, a man came to one of the Sahaba talking about they have a tyrant as a leader. What should we do with this tyrant? He's beating people. He's killing people. He has his foot on our necks. He's doing awful things to us. And the Sahaba said, you don't do anything. Because it's one of two things. It's either a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or a punishment from him. If it's a punishment from him, there's nothing you can do about it. There's no stopping it. If it's a trial, mashallah, you survive the trial and you do what you're supposed to do as Muslims and you continue on. Until what? Until you die. So we have to understand that it's either going to be a trial for the Muslims or it's going to be a punishment for the Muslims. See, this dunya is not for us. This is our test. This is not for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, yes, you stay within bounds. You stay within bounds. Yes, you could enjoy this art, but this is a trial for us. What we need to be focused on is preparing for our first test when we die, which is in the grave. We need to prepare and understand and find out how do we get to Jahannam, to paradise. You see? And that's what we need to be focused on, especially during this month. How do we please our Lord? What do we do? How do we go and feed the poor? How do we go and help people so we get as many blessings during this month? It's a beautiful month for me, you know. I sit back and sometimes tears come to my eyes, thinking of the mercy of my Lord, just the mercy he has bestowed upon me, let alone my brothers, you know. And it just encourages me, this month just encourages me to man, listen, I've got to study harder. I've got to put in more work because Allah says, you know, this is but a blink of an eye, paradise is eternity. We have to learn the promises he has for us in paradise. He said that the husband will go out to the market, and when he comes back, the wife is going to say, man, you are more handsome than you have been when you left. And he's going to say to her, you're more beautiful than when I left. You know, these are some of the promises. And I apologize again. I'm a talker. I'm going to cut it short and let someone else speak, inshallah. And I just want to say, once again, I definitely enjoy the show. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. And we certainly enjoyed that beautiful tafsir, understanding very clear and very plain and simple to understand. I just want to add something to what you were saying. It's an ayat out of the Quran. Out of Surah 2 of Baqarah. This right here is so important, Brother Idris and other brothers, all you brothers and sisters. This is so important for us as Muslims, not as Christian Jews, Buddhist, Hindu, nobody. This is so important for us as not only Muslims, but mu'minun, believers in Allah. It's a different than a Muslim than a mu'min. A Muslim might go out here and steal, rob, kill, but if that person just for the hell of it, I mean, because they can do it. But a believer in Allah, like the brother said, fear Allah, and I'm glad you broke that down too, brother, because that's why we got all of us on the show, so if one missed something, the other one, Allah, put it in them. The fear of Allah is not like the fear I used to fear bullies in school. You know, they'd take our money and take our lunch money and beat us up, you know, and we everybody standing around looking, they were scared to do anything. So now we're not talking about a savage type fear, like a lot say, our ass fleeing from a lion, because that he know if that lion get him, he's a goner. So no, the fear of Allah is a reverent love type fear, because Allah is to the human being like a mother is to her newborn baby. A newborn baby can't do anything for itself. If the mother leave that baby would die. If Allah leave our life, we would die. We need Allah for everything. There's nothing we can. Allah is the sustainer. He's not just the creator, but he's the rabbi. He's the cherisher and sustainer. And a mother cherishes her child until that child can grow up and reach the age to take care of itself. Don't go shit. Then Allah, if you follow his guidance, will continue to raise you up above the sins and the corruptions down here in this valley of the shadow of death until he eventually, as the sister said, elevates you. Spirituality, Allah says spirituality is an elevation. It's like going up some elevators, up an elevator, you know, getting on the elevator, going up to the top. And, you know, so but you got to keep working. Because Allah said, Prophet Muhammad said, work, W-R-K is worship. So most Muslims today, especially in America, and in the world, but I'm talking about America especially now, they don't want to work in the efficiency of Allah and the cause of Allah. They go to jobs. Some of them got 2-3 jobs. They got getting all of this junior. But they are getting the junior at the expense of losing their souls, their immortal soul. Let me read. Because I can go on that. I ain't going to go no further. Allah says, those who conceal the clear signs Allah have sent down and the guidance after Allah have made his guidance clear in the Quran for the people in the book. Allah said, on those Muslims shall be the curse of Allah and the curse of those entitled to curse, except those who repent and make changes and openly in the public go out and declare Allah's truth. Allah said to them, I turn, for I am often returning, most merciful. And Allah said, those who reject faith in Allah and die rejecting faith in Allah, Allah said on them is his curse and the curse of angels and the curse of all mankind. He said they will abide therein. Their penalty will not be lightened, nor will respite be their lot. And Allah saying, your God is one God. There is no God but Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Amen.
The broadcast that be made to each of us,
Kind of break it up, sister. I can't hear you. Can't hear you at all now.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
No. Can hear you now. It's a little cut in it, but can hear you.
We can't
hear you, sister. Can't hear you. You're breaking up.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Can hear you very good now.
All right, yes. Okay, I had to find that particular place where we can be heard. I don't know why it's like that, but seems like if I stay in a place too long sometimes, the reception starts getting poor. So I had to move around. And I'm so glad that you can now hear me. And I was so thankful to have these beautiful, beautiful brothers on today. I want to go on and call on someone else or someone again so that we can give everyone a chance who might have questions and ask comments to make from hearing the other brothers speak. It might remind them of something that they would like to say additional to add to the discussion. So we're going to give them a chance at this point to do that. We'll begin again with Brother 919-479-2092. I believe that's the Brother Larry.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Yes, it's breaking up a bit, but I'm certainly enjoying the show. I have definitely been encouraged here today and pushing forward towards this journey in Ramadan. And like one of the brothers said, or several of the brothers said, if not all, I know in words, but in understanding, of course, this is a special month. And one of the great things about it that I see, and to make it real quick, and I want to say this right here quickly, too, as I go forward. I want you all to know, and I give praise, and you all give praise as well with me to Allah, that I have two sons that are volunteering this year in the past. And I guess they've probably seen, heard me talk about it over the years. So they are volunteering this year in the past in the month of Ramadan. But I would like to say that it is such a beautiful month. And I was saying to my kids that, others as well, that this is a month of fast, and the good thing about it is that, to me, one of the good things about it is too is that you have people fasting in different shades of color, different dresses, different parts of the world, all over are fasting at the same time, and that is one beautiful thing that I adore too in reference to this month of Ramadan. So just to hear somebody else speak quickly, I give my praise to Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Peace to my brothers and sisters. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. And you do have prayers of your two sons. I've been around them since they was born. And you and your wife, I say Allah, mashallah, means as Allah please, has raised them very well. They have turned out so wonderful. They are future leaders. And they volunteered on their own to fast. And when you voluntarily do something to please Allah, Allah give you even greater reward. If you just do it normally, you still get reward. But Allah gives rewards. You can't even measure the rewards. I say that our prayers is for all of those like your children and people that are a lot of non-Muslim, not non-Muslim, but a lot of people who haven't took the Shahada, and they say they are Muslim, they're fasting too. They just like to fast along with us. And a lot of them are going to accept Islam after the fast is over because of the beauty and the great spiritual benefits from this beautiful month that's better than 1,000 months. I like to emphasize that. It's better than 1,000 months. And so, hey, 1,000 months of our time, so you're talking about living a righteous life for 1,000 months, not 1 month. He said this month, one by itself, is like 1,000 months. So that's very, very important. I just want to add, this is something that I wrote. I just want to share with you all briefly. Let me very briefly, if you bear patient with me. It says here what I wrote. People, you must die in order to come into real spiritual life. This material world is dead, and everything in it is dead. Real spiritual life for the human soul is after the death of the body. To be absent in the body is to be in the presence of Allah. That's it.
Beautiful. Assalamu alaikum. And again, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank all of you who are joining us, and we pray a lot that you are also receiving from this information from each other that you can take back to you and help in the development of your higher self, your more spiritual life, and share with others. Also, always remember to invite another friend along, someone else to join us each Sunday. You will receive your blessings for anyone that you invite to listen to the words of the Creator and the teachings and messages He has given us to give to you from Him. So that special blessings you're going to receive. So make sure you spread the word. Invite others to join also and let them know that they are free to express themselves on this program. We are all one family, one human family, and we want to support each other, hear from each other, and express ourselves on this show. This is what it's about. It's not Imam Shahid Shabazz's show or Sister Islam Dilo's show. It is our show, your show. Everyone who's on is as important as we are. There's no importance. The only importance is Allah and getting His word out. That's what's necessary. And anyone who's willing to express themselves in any way, regarding the truth that we're receiving and the information and message we're receiving from Allah, they are quite welcome to do so. I'm going to call on someone else now. This is a 336-409-0792. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. Again, this is Woody Abdul Kareem calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's a pleasure to, you know, listen to everybody's input on the topic. And since most of us, alhamdulillah, seem like we are Muslim, most of us on the program, and if there's any non-Muslims, alhamdulillah, I just want to share a few things about fasting that are very important to us as Muslims and important to our beliefs. And important to our, as Muslims, we believe in the unseen. We believe that there's a reward from God, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the creator of life and death. There's a reward for this fast that we do, and we do it only for Him. You know, someone could act like they're fasting in front of you, and when you're not looking, they can go take a sip of water or have a, you know, bite of a sandwich or something. So this fast is something that we do only for Allah, because only Allah knows that we're fasting 100%. Only Allah knows that I'm not looking at things I'm not supposed to look at, that I'm not shouting and screaming at people when I should be containing myself, that I'm not sneaking and getting something to eat or to drink when He's aware. And this goes to all the points that the brothers and sisters are making so far today. Allah sees us. You know, we have this taqwa, we have this fear, and we know that our Lord sees us. And that taqwa, I mean, it's one thing fearing something, okay, I might fear, like the imam had mentioned, the bully on the schoolyard, or I might fear a pit bull walking across the street from me. That's one thing. But when it's only me and Allah knows whether I'm looking at this thing I'm not supposed to be looking at, or taking this thing I'm not supposed to be taking, or touching this thing I'm not supposed to be touching, and I don't do it because I know my Lord is watching. No human being sees me. It's just me and my Lord, and I'm not doing this because my Lord, it would displease my Lord. That's what the fast. I am doing this because it pleases my Lord. Even though I know I got the support, and these brothers got my back, and these sisters got my back, and I know I can call my brother in California, Sheikh, and I could call Idris in High Point, or I could call the imam in Kernersville, and I know they got my back in a minute, and they know I got theirs, but this is between me and Allah, and Allah knows that I'm not doing this or am doing this to please Him. And it's just a pleasure to know that other people are sharing in that vibe, sharing in that belief, and inshallah, putting away things that they might have done, or reducing conversations that they may have had, or, you know, turning glances away that they may have glanced because they know their Lord is watching and they're fasting during this month and they're looking for a reward from Allah. I had one scholar that I listened to, and the way he put it was that, you know, if you get invited to visit the king in Saudi, let's just say, you know, as soon as you get off the plane, there might be a red carpet waiting for you. He might have his people have, you know, special things going on, a nice big limousine to pick you up and take you to your hotel and, you know, have servants there waiting to feed you and everything. But when you fast and it's for Allah, the way this scholar put it, what if Allah picked you up? What if Allah was the one taking care of you directly? You know, like if the king came down and he was, you turned around and he drove you in his limo to your hotel. And then he carried your bags inside. You would say, whoa, you know, this is not just a five-star treatment. This is beyond. And when this reward comes from Allah for this fast, it comes directly from Allah. So this fast is not like, you know, like I fast today, or like I lift weights and I build some muscles, or, you know, I eat some delicious food and I get a good taste. This reward is from Allah on a level that only Allah can show us. And we can't even imagine how great the reward is for the fast if he accepts. And one last thing, if I could take just 1 minute to give another example that I had received. Not fasting when you can, or not taking full advantage of this month of Ramadan, or these last 10 days that come up that will be, you know, right around the corner. The fast, the reward for Ramadan is 10 to 1, up to 70 or even more from Allah. Up to 70 or more. That means if I can give you $10 or I can give you $100, you take the 100. If I can give you $1,000 or $10,000 and say, take whichever envelope you want. One's got 1,000, this one here, and this one's got 10,000, but they're the same to me. Of course, you take the most reward that you can get. And not taking that reward, one of the scholars put it, is like a homeless person on the street. Homeless. And someone says, hey, instead of me giving you $5 or $10, here's the keys to a five-star hotel. That five-star hotel has room service. That five-star hotel, order anything you want. There's a gym upstairs. There's a sauna, a shower in there. Go get yourself cleaned up. The closet is full of clothes. It's all yours. You have 30 days in this hotel. I come back 30 days later, and you still wrapped up in a dirty blanket, sitting on the floor, and there's a king-size bed right there. I see you out in front of the hotel with a dirty blanket on, begging people for nickels and quarters, and you got a five-star hotel room upstairs, okay? And you're not taking, I would think something is definitely wrong with you. Something, if you're not already mentally crazy and you're doing this with a sane mind, something is wrong with you. Because you have a five-star hotel key that you can go upstairs and sleep in a king-size bed, shower in a beautiful hot tub, order room service, have a steak and lobster brought up to you, go in a gym and work out. And I come back after 30 days and you sitting on the floor still wrapped up in a blanket like you were still homeless on the street and you wasn't for 30 days. You just wasted that gift. You just took that gift that somebody gave you and threw it in the trash because you didn't know how to use it. And I pray that Allah blesses us to understand how to take advantage of this Ramadan and use it and get the full reward that he's given us so that all of us on this call could be up in paradise saying, remember that Sunday, 12 o'clock, when we were talking on that radio show? Alhamdulillah. I stepped up and got so much reward from Allah. Let me show you. Let me show you my palace. And that's all I have to say, inshallah. May Allah reward you, brother.
May Allah reward you. So, also, brother Kareem and the other brothers for participating and helping to broaden this show and get the interest of other people on this show. And Allah appreciates y'all, and I appreciate y'all also for participating and giving y'all input. It's very clear. It's very beautiful. And this month right here, we can't emphasize how important it is. I mean, when you think about, like I said, this month Allah says better than 1,000 months. And then one more thing I want to say is about the night of power. Now, why did Allah call it the night of power? Now, correct me, any of y'all, if I'm incorrect. I stand to be corrected because Allah is all-knowing. I know nothing. But except what Allah revealed to me, the night represents darkness. Allah revealed the Quran in a world like we're living in today where the people were spiritually dead. See, light for the human being is not the sunlight. It's shining bright out there right now, the sun. You can see everything. But it's still dark out there where? In the minds and the hearts of people who have forgot Allah. It's people. It was a song called People Make the World Go Round. The earth turns around anyway, whether people do good or bad, because Allah has ordained for it to do that. But Allah gives a human being a limited amount of choice. But Allah gives the human being this beautiful creation of His, and everything is in order. And Allah say this, and I want to say this briefly. Allah say for all human beings, especially starting with the Muslim, He say, look out in the heavens. See if you can see in the flaws with my work. In the arrow. He say, I'm going to give you a second time to look. Look again. See if you see in the arrow flaws. He said, your vision will come back to you dull and discomforted in a state worn out because you won't find no flaws in the perfection of Allah's work. All Allah's work is perfect. So when we find our imperfections, don't attribute them to Allah. Attribute them to ourselves because Allah says, in my conclusion, all the good that happens in the life of humanity is from Allah. And he said, all the bad that happens in our life as humans, it comes from our own selves. So this month, the Satan may be locked up, but your nafs is not locked up. You still got the fast. And like and the fasting itself, Allah said He give us fasting as a means to pray, so we can learn self-control, self-restraint. You know, self-restraint. I took a martial art. And before I took up martial art, I was a teenager. I was so wild. I wasn't a mean guy, but I was a wild guy. I was out there in the dunya. And nobody never would have thought I would have accepted Islam. They thought I'd have been in prison the rest of my life, something like that. But they didn't know my heart. So, you know, like I said, this month is a month. Like the brother was saying, it's for Allah. And don't look at it, even though we're doing it collectively all over the world as a ummah, maybe billions. But always not only look at Ramadan as a personal opportunity to get closer to Allah, but realize that your relationship with Allah during this month is always personal with Allah. And like the Imam said, know that Allah is omnipresent. That even though nobody's around you seeing you take this hit off in this joint, Allah is there. Allah said, wherever you turn, there's the presence of Allah. So, you know, I just wanted to add that in and say I'm enjoying the program and I love to listen. Now Allah said He give us 2 ears and 1 tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. I mean.
Amen. Thank you. We have the creator, and we do have another brother who wants to give everyone a chance again to at least ask another person to give us another comment. And this brother is a brother from California. We're going to get back to him now to see if there might be anything that he has to comment on as far as our discussion today is concerned. As-salamu alaykum.
What else is there to say after listening to these brothers speak? It's like, what else is there to say, man? Listen, like you said, I'm gonna finish up that hadith. That's what I'm gonna do, and it's a real important hadith. I'm paraphrasing. The Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that each generation is going to be worse than the next. each generation is going to be worse than the next. And so for Muslims today to be fasting, to be worshiping the Lord, to be having shows like this is a alhamdulillah. Because I remember Imam Abdul Karim said to me one time, he said, listen, brother, we are worshiping, we are Muslims, and we have never seen the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have never seen him. And we have accepted this deen. And that just strengthens the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Muslims. Right? And
yes.
So during this month, we have to strive. We have to strive to do whatever we can. Our strive, like the brother said, with our nafs, there's three different kinds. I don't want to get into that because that's a whole different topic right there. But your nafs, that's dealing with your soul, you need to purify it. You need to strengthen it because that is what is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what you're going to be standing in front of your Lord, right? And he's going to question you. This is after the questions in the grave. He's going to question you. He's going to recreate you, and he's going to question you about what you have done on this dunya. Your skin going to speak. Your fingers, your feet, your private parts are going to speak. And then if you, as a Muslim, is sent to Jahannam, to hell, you're going to turn and you're going to say, why did you say that? Because my Lord told you, your skin, your hands, your mouth, everything is going to say, because my Lord told me to speak. My Lord told me to do that. So this is the seriousness of what we're going to experience after this life. This is seriousness. This ayat in the Quran telling us that this life is not about fun and games.
That's right.
It's not about that. This is the seriousness. It explains in Hadith how many angels, the hundreds of thousands of angels, is going to drag the hellfire on the day of Yom Kippur, on the day day of standing. There's another hadith that says that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was explaining that day of standing, explaining that we're going to be naked, Aisha said, "Naked, Prophet?
Bro, you're lying. Who?
Naked? Radiallahu anha, subhanallah." Exactly. We're all supposed to say that after we speak of one of our scholars, one of the Sahaba. And he said, "Yes, that day is going to be so severe that you're not even gonna realize that the person standing next to you is naked." So yes. So in closing, yes, let's enjoy this month, but let's take it seriously. Let's enjoy it, but let's take it seriously. And that's all I have to say.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Beautiful brother, we always take seriously our guests because, you know, this is a program that started when me and the co-host, my wife at that time, I was speaking on our latest radio program, blog talk show, a Christian lady out of Chicago. And she had wanted me to be the main co-host every Sunday. So they started talking a lot of idolatry on that program. So we said we couldn't associate, me and my wife at that time, the co-host, we couldn't associate with that no more. So she said, I can work with the computer. We're going to bring a program on so that people can learn about the Tawheed, the oneness of Almighty God, you see, and learn that Allah, the Creator, is unseen. that ain't no human being no God. They were saying human beings was God. They were saying rocks was gods, stones and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we couldn't associate with that. So, you know, like I say, Ramadan, I took up martial art. And when I took up martial art, it was so hard, man, in the first 3 years from 15 to 18. The guy taught everybody practically in the project we stayed in, and everybody quit but me. I wanted to quit, like, hey, every day too, but I needed the discipline because I didn't.
We have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute. What we have with that 1 minute, I want to let Brother Idris say do a prayer for us to end this month of Ramadan, this first talk show, if you don't mind. Did you hear me, Brother Idris? Apparently he's gone.
No,
okay,
no.
Well,
what happened was that, let me see. Brother Idris, I think I have him off. So.
I'm here.
Right,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Can
you
hear me
now? I had to turn you back. I had to put you back on the air.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is Brother Idris.
Yes, sir, it is.
We would like for you to close out with salat, with prayer, with a dua.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Allah, we praise you. Allah, we praise you. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your mercy. We ask for you to grant us salvation from the fire. We ask, Allah, that you strengthen us. We ask, Allah, that you make this month a lesson for us, not just for this month, but a lesson that we can take for all times, for all ages. We ask, Allah, that you increase us in strength. We ask, Allah, that you increase us in faith. We ask us that you make us remember you more in the day and in the evening and in the night and all throughout our lifetime. Ameen.
Ameen. Well said. Beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you for joining us. Beautiful. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock, noon Eastern Standard Time. Remember to also invite someone along to join with you. And have a great day. Mother Damabari, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak to all the brothers and sisters. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never